To the young people receiving First Communion today, I want to speak to you for just a moment about what a great day this is. This is a day you are going to receive the greatest gift you will ever have in all your life, the gift of Jesus, who comes to you as he comes to all of us in communion. Our gospel writer today shows us how this works. He tells a story that's very familiar. It reflects a previous story. He sets the stage by telling us there is a charcoal fire. The only other time we've heard about a charcoal fire was on the evening before Christ dies, when Peter denies that he knows Jesus three times. The writer then has Jesus ask Peter if he loves him, and three times he asks and is told, "I love you," like the three times that he denied Jesus. The writer is trying to say something has changed. And how do we see that it has changed? We see it in the person of Peter. Remember, they're fishing and they're not catching anything, and Jesus tells them to put the net out to the other side. And then they pull in so many fish that all these workers can't haul it ashore. Then once they're ashore and they recognize that Jesus is there, and Jesus says, "Bring me some of those fish you've caught," Peter goes over by himself and brings the net over. We go from needing many people who have a hard time controlling the net to Peter who has changed. And it's the writer's way of saying to us, Jesus continues to reveal himself to us in each one of the people we know, in each person here, and in those who are going to receive First Communion. Jesus reveals himself. And when we let him become a part of our lives, we do things we've never done before. There's a miraculous power that we have. It's presented in a lot of ways, not the least of which is the forgiveness that we give to each other. Imagine what it would be like if we followed the example of Jesus, who forgives the people. He comes to a place where people are gathered, and Jesus doesn't say to them, "You know, you did these things wrong. You know, you let me down, you abandoned me, you ran off." He doesn't point out their faults, nor do they express their sorrow for their faults. For Jesus, the transformation that takes place does not need to be expressed through guilt or shame or penance. It comes because our hearts are changed. And so when Peter's heart is changed, we see evidence of it in the story. And now we are to write our chapter of this next story. What happens in our individual lives when we who come forward to receive communion truly express that Jesus is in our lives? Imagine what would happen if everyone followed the example of Jesus and made the decision that they weren't going to point out the failings of other people. What a world it would be. What a life it would be. Because we're so filled with pointing out and thinking we're doing good by telling people what they're doing wrong or telling them when they offend us that it's gotten carried away. Now we take pride in being a victim and being the most hurt victim. And that just isn't the way it should be. Christ comes to transform our hearts into forgiving and loving hearts as he has and as he demonstrates to us that the Father has. So we are asked, we who are made in God's image, to truly let Christ be in us when we receive him today in communion. Let each one here make the choice that through this gift we will live in a way that truly is miraculous, a change in us that demonstrates to others that we believe in the Lord and we make him our Savior. Truly, that blessing is ours this day as we gratefully receive the greatest gift we will ever be given, the body and blood of Jesus.